Born just a year apart, Oliver and Charles Massengale grew up together. Now, in a two-story house in Compton, they're growing old together. But Oliver's brother can do little on his own. Charles has a brain injury, dementia, and diabetes. Each day, Oliver checks his brother's blood pressure and sugar level. Then he helps Charles give himself an insulin shot.
Hold the back of that needle up. Put it in right there. Push it in. Push it in. Now pump the medicine in. Good, good.
The state pays Oliver about $1,000 a month to care for Charles, who just turned 71. It's not something Oliver was trained to do.
I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even like being around sick people.
California pays caregivers to help people stay in their own homes through a program called In-Home Supportive Services. But they don't have to get training in CPR, first aid, or other skills. Experts say that can put people in danger, even when it comes to activities like feeding and bathing. For the most part, participants are supposed to train their own caregivers. Oliver says that wasn't possible for Charles.
He doesn't have the mental capacity and he can't even take care of himself.
In many cases, caregivers become ad hoc nursing aides, giving shots, changing wound dressings. They're required by law to be trained by a doctor or other provider to do medical tasks, but only about 10% of the people in the state's program have caregivers who've gotten the training. Several caregivers interviewed for this story hadn't gotten it either.
If that's not happening, we certainly need to address it.
Eileen Carroll runs the In-Home Supportive Services program. Aside from medical training, there's an ongoing battle over whether caregivers should be required to get trained in all of their duties. The state provides training materials online for those who want them, but Carroll says mandating instruction would create a huge outcry. That's what happened last year when a union representing caregivers proposed a ballot initiative that would have required training.
It's a tough situation. Training is always a positive thing, but you have a very strong adult disabled community in this program who oppose any mandatory training.
Deborah Doctor is an advocate with Disability Rights California. She says disabled people don't want their homes to become institutions. They want to be able to choose who their providers are and how they're cared for.
The idea of choice is really paramount here. Anything that puts a requirement that erodes that choice is a problem.
Besides, she says, many caregivers are relatives and have been doing this for decades.
A mother who's been taking care of a child for 20 or 30 or 40 years doesn't need mandatory training on how to take care of that person.
Joanne Spetz is a health researcher at UC San Francisco who focuses on elder care. She says the aging population is growing quickly, and so is the demand for qualified caregivers.
We're going to need an increasingly professional workforce in this area, and then that raises questions again about what kind of training should be required.
The federal government has invested millions in pilot training programs around the country.
Let's talk about the signs and symptoms of infection.
Like this class in Compton. The teacher is Nurse Lori Piku.
We heard in this situation a swelling. So what's another sign or symptom of infection?
Piku tells the group of about 25 caregivers in the state's program about the importance of washing hands and wearing gloves to control infection.
We're taking any precautions that we need so it doesn't spread from person to person, not only for your safety, but obviously for the safety of your consumer.
Ariana Ramos is in the class. She cares for three people, including her mother. Ramos says she doesn't always know what to do, like when her paralyzed client got an infection.
If I had had this class before his bed sore, maybe I wouldn't have to drag him all the way to the doctors and make him go through all that pain.
Oliver Massengale is in the class too. He says when he first started caring for his brother, he didn't know how easily Charles could fall. One day, Oliver was cooking and Charles was sitting on a stool at the kitchen counter.
And I heard bam and turned around and he was on the floor.
Oliver rushed him to the hospital and Charles soon healed. But Oliver was still worried about keeping his brother safe.
If I'd had this class in advance, it would have made it a lot easier.
Back at home, Oliver says he feels a little bit more confident.
Okay, metformin for diabetes.
Charles smiles as his brother hands him his morning pills.
He's the doctor.
Yep, that's what he calls me, the doctor.
Preliminary research shows that having trained caregivers can help keep people out of the emergency room. Meanwhile, the debate over whether to require training continues. Last year's ballot initiative didn't get enough signatures, but the Caregivers Union says it plans to try again, this time aiming for 2016. I'm Anna Gorman.